Welcome to the University of Limerick Research Impact Podcast Series. My name is Richard Cottrell, and today I'm joined by Dr. Maurice Collins, a research fellow in the Bernal Institute and Department of Mechanical, Aeronautical and Biomedical Engineering at the University of Limerick. Dr. Collins is leading a Europe-wide €4.9 million project called Libre, which is investigating a cheaper and more environmentally friendly method of producing carbon fiber materials. Thanks very much for joining me today, Maurice. I wonder, can you start by explaining to me the production methods that your group is investigating?
Thanks, Richard. Well, carbon fiber is produced from petroleum-based precursor fiber. This is a very dirty process. It's produced using solvents, which are quite toxic. What we're doing is we're producing the carbon fiber from a bio-based material, which is very clean, obviously, and it's essentially a waste material. It comes from the paper and pulp industry. And the paper and pulp industry are very eager to add value to this material. So there's been an awful lot of interest in Libre. We've had people in the Irish forestry industry, for example, contacting us, looking to become members of Libre. And we've also had contact from forestry industry in Portugal. They're looking to add value to their lignin, which is essentially a waste product at the moment. So they see the carbon fiber route as being potentially very, very valuable for their products.
So essentially this is a free resource, freely available. Yeah. At the moment it is of no benefit.
Exactly.
And you're adding benefit to it.
Exactly, that's it, yeah. Yeah. And what we do is we get this material and we convert it to a precursor fiber, and we convert that precursor fiber into carbon fiber. And that carbon fiber is put into a polymer to produce a composite. And these composites, they're put into automotives and wind turbine blades. And they offer many advantages because they're environmentally friendly and they're biodegradable. Currently, composite materials are non-biodegradable and they can be quite polluting, whereas our materials are capable of degrading within 10 to 15 years. So that offers quite a lot of advantages.
Hey, you touched there on the uses of carbon fiber. Can you expand on that a little bit, please?
Currently, carbon fiber is in high-value products, like Formula One cars, for example, or high-end sports goods. So what we're hoping to do is, because we're producing our carbon fiber from a waste product, we hope to produce carbon fiber with cheaper carbon fiber. So we're able to put it into everyday goods like the interior of automotives, wind turbine blades, casings for mobile phones and computers, and applications like that.
Are industry directly involved in your research?
Yes, we have a number of industrial partners. For example, we have a company called Drelon in Germany, which produce fibers, and they currently produce their synthetic fibers from petroleum-based materials. And what they want to do is they want to produce fibers from a bio-based source, and they want to put these fibers into textiles. We also have an Irish company called Air Composites, which produce wind turbines, and they want to replace the glass fiber in their wind turbine blades with the bio-based carbon fiber. And we also have a company in the UK, which are experts in microwave technology, and they want to use their technology to convert our materials into carbon fiber and license that technology to Drelon, which is another member of our consortium, as I said. And we also, of course, have Fiat, which is a large automotive manufacturer, and they're looking to put their materials into the interiors of their automotives. So there's quite a strong industrial collaboration on this.
And on the academic side, can you tell me a little about your academic partners?
We have a number of academic partners, University of Bolton, which are helping us produce the carbon fiber. We have Chalmers University in Sweden, who are doing the life cycle analysis. And of course, ourselves, the University of Limerick.
And can you tell me how will this research benefit Irish and EU industries in particular?
Well, in 2016, the composite industry was worth €80 billion. And that was projected to grow at a rate of 7% per annum.
So the economic impact of this research is clear. Can you tell me a little bit about the scientific impact there has been to date?
Quite a good scientific impact, I would say. We've 3 papers in publication at the moment, and we've 8 conference publications, and that's after 1 year of this project.
So it sounds like this project has great commercialization potential. Can you expand on that a little bit, please?
Yes, it has. We have 5 patents in preparation at the moment. One has been filed. There's a lot of potential in these patents. For example, Drelon are looking to take up the microwave technology and commercialize that.
And where do you see this research going in the future?
One thing that we want to do is we want to upscale this. So we're looking to do another proposal to take this to demonstration level, to do a semi-commercialization of these type of materials. And we're also looking at improving the properties to make them suitable for aerospace applications. And another application, which is very interesting, is bioprinting. Some of the members of my group, they do some bioprinting work, and we're looking at producing the meniscus for the knee. And one of the problems with these materials is that they're quite weak. They're bio-based materials and their mechanical properties are not very good. So if you can reinforce them with a bio-based fiber, it offers us many advantages.
And can you tell me a little bit about yourself, how you came to be involved in this particular area of research?
I'm a material scientist with a PhD in biomaterials. A lot of my work is on medical-based materials. So I was able to convert or be able to bring this knowledge through to the lignin materials and be able to use that to add value to lignin.
Thanks very much for joining me today, Morris. You have been listening to Dr. Morris Collins of the Bernal Institute at UL. If you would like to read more about this research, go to www.libre2020.eu. This project has received funding from the Bio-Based Industries Joint Undertaking under the European Union's Horizon 2020 Research and Innovation Programme under Grant Agreement number 720707. If you would like to find out more about research impact, go to our website at ul.ie/research impact.